This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Kazakhstan's president has declared a two-week state of emergency in the Central Asian nation's biggest city, Almaty, and in the western province, where protests turned violent, his office said early Wednesday. As he spoke, police in Almaty were seen using tear gas and stun grenades to stop hundreds of protesters from storming the mayor's office. The oil-rich country's government announced late on Tuesday it was restoring some price caps on liquid petroleum gas after rare protests reached Almaty following a sharp rise in the price of fuel at the start of the year. Public protests are illegal in Kazakhstan unless their organizers file a notice in advance. U.S. President Joe Biden urged concern but not alarm Tuesday as the United States set new records for daily reported COVID-19 cases, and his administration struggles to ease concerns about testing shortages, school closures, and other disruptions caused by the surging Omicron variant. Speaking at the White House, Biden looked both to convey his administration's urgency toward addressing the new variant and to convince wary Americans that the current surge bears little resemblance to the onset of the pandemic or last year's deadly winter. The president emphasized vaccines, booster shots, and therapeutic drugs have mitigated the danger for the overwhelming majority of Americans who are fully vaccinated. Still, over the past several weeks, Americans have seen dire warnings about hospitals reaching capacity amid staffing shortages, thousands of holiday flight cancellations, and intermittent reports of school closures because of the more transmissible variant. Find more at voanews.com.